it in your songbooks, please? Let's stand together and can it be that I should gain page number 58? I want to hear everybody singing on the first lift it up.
Singing. It's great to be in church on Sunday night. It's been a tremendous day today, starting with Sunday school and then the morning service and how God moved in our midst. And what a joy to see folks saved and baptized, and then fellowships this afternoon, and then back to the teachers' meeting. And I know that we had the evening school of the Bible this evening, and of course to come back together with God's people tonight. What a joy it is to be here with you. And Pastor mentioned Brother Model, it's good to have you here. Thank the Lord for you. And then I looked right down here and I saw Brother and Mrs. Kissel.
Yep.
Brother Connor and Sarah Kissel. It's good to see you two home. We thank the Lord for you. And what a blessing it is to have you home. Cole, my soul. I said Cole in my head, and I said Connor out my mouth. I can't believe I did that. Yeah, I'll do the Cole Con thing. Then I don't have to worry about it. No, I won't do that, Coleman. I cannot believe that. Your brother's over here. I won't keep going. Maybe I'll say Jackson. Who knows? But anyways, my soul. Let's have prayer and ask God to bless the mess that I've made, will you? Let's pray together. Our Father, what a joy it is to be tonight in your house. Thank you that we can laugh at ourselves and have just a good time together. We thank you for the wonderful day. And Lord, how you blessed all the various activities and the labor. And God, we're asking you to move tonight in our midst. We need to hear from you. And Lord, I pray a special touch upon tonight. We're hungry, Lord, to hear from and be fed from your word. And we're thirsty, Lord, for an outpouring of your spirit. So please take control completely of this service. May we leave here knowing we've been in your presence. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing.
Thank you.
It's the one tall tree.
It's very narrow.
All the way to the gate.
It started at
Calvary. That's where it got off.
It's an old
highway paved with grace all the way home.
This highway may look to worldly men like it's a road to a bitter end. For we are promised tribulation all along. But the difference is explain, for we have everything to gain. So just count me in that number going home. I'll take the old highway. It started at Calvary, that's where it got off.
It's an old
highway paved with grace all the way home.
It's my home.
Jesus. Woo! Thank you so much, choir. How about this song, 161, as the choir joins us, please? You may ask me where I'm headed. Well, I'm bound for the kingdom. Get behind this song now, 161. On the first, to get out together now, on the first.
Thank you. offering tonight. Thank you for being here. Great crowd. Thank you, choir, special music. By the way, we have a lot of new fellows working in the sound. They're doing a great job. Don't bother them, okay? And we had a couple squeals tonight, but that's okay. That keeps us awake. Fellas, you're doing a good job up there, and I'm glad it's you and not me. I'm not going to come and take your job, so thank God for you. Let's get the bulletins out. You can read most of it yourself. Brother Fanera, tell us about a ball game coming up this week, a play coming up this week, and if you'll do some of that real quickly, raise your hand as he comes and let us know if you need a bulletin.
Our baseball season is coming to an end. We have a home game this Tuesday. I'd like to invite you to come out and support the Bulldogs. And then this Friday is our school's play. And they have been working for literally months, perfecting this, getting all of their lines, all of their songs. And this is the last opportunity to buy tickets for this Friday evening. Some of the cast members after the service will be here down front. And so if you weren't able to purchase tickets on the online system, you can go ahead and come up front at the end of the service, and they will help you buy tickets then.
We're so excited about Miss Treber, and I've been to every one except for last year, and she had just come out of surgery, and we missed it. And I tell you, we are so disappointed. We're looking forward to Friday night. It's a beautiful place right here, right next door to the 49er beautiful field and at the convention center. But you're going to have to get your tickets. They'll sell out, I would imagine, tonight. So I hope that you'll take care of that. Brother Everson, I want to thank you and your wife for having a great Tabernacle Bible class activity at your house today, lunch. Brother Reimers, come and tell us about the Brazilian class today.
We had our fourth Sunday in the Brazilian Bible class today, and we had 25 in attendance. Praise the Lord for that. 13 visitors, one person trusted Christ today, two baptized, and we had a luncheon this afternoon. Many of you might have smelled it as you were leaving, and we had 42 people there at the lunch with all the children and families. It was a wonderful day. To God be the glory.
Amen. Brother Flood is still ticked off that he wasn't invited, but you were not invited. And we're going to have a Brazilian luncheon, Brother Thiago, real soon. We'll provide the food, but it's something very special. You know, my Sunday school class this morning, I mentioned, I know there's been five, I think there are six, but there's been five turndowns in the economy since I've been the pastor of this church 48 years. The last one was where these houses over here that were about 800,000 went down to 400,000. The same house now is 2 million. But I told our class, I am not for fatalistic living. I just think there's a way. No one gave us money. No one, it took us 18 years. Church did not have any money. Nobody helped us with it, but we had to work at it. Can I tell you this? I told my class this week, I'd get your foot in the door some way. And you're going to have to do it by looking at your budget. Say, okay, I'm going to live off of my husband's budget and save 100% of my wife. Say, it's not possible. That's why you're never going to own anything. I still think someone handed me this tonight. A beautiful condominium. And it's probably sold today because they had an open house today. But I can't believe this. It's 862 square feet. Well, that's nothing. But if it's just you and your wife, don't rent a big old house. Rent a studio apartment and save. You're going to get in. This beautiful location, looks like, right here in Santa Clara. I can't believe what I'm going to tell you right now. $550,000. Around here, that's a steal. That's a rent payment. Why aren't we buying these things? You say, well, we want a family. Well, get this and get some equity. Well, this is going over real big. I just think there's a way. I just always think there's a way. And it may take you 18 years like us. Now, we've been involved with every building project, and we took out loans on our house for the 25th, for the 30th, and all that. But I wanted to buy my wife a car for our 50th anniversary, but I took out a retirement account 20 years ago, and I cashed it in. Because I don't want to come up to your 50th anniversary and say, well, that crept up on us. You got a plan. And we have no investments. We have no extra properties. We have no cabins. That's not it. I'm just telling you, folks, I'm not for this thing that we'll never own anything here. Figure it out. Thank you. With that good thing in mind, I'm coming to you in the next few weeks about Disney. Because the CEO has come out and said, I have a transvestite son and a something else. I don't even know what it is, but there's new genders all the time, child. And 50% of all the characters now and all the things produced are Disney is going to be sodomites. Our senior class was just recently there, and it's just like walking a sodomite convention. And I'm just going to tell you that we're not going to be pushing Disney around here, so don't be getting all excited about it. But it's just, now, you say, we bought tickets for family. Well, then go. Have a good time. It's probably your last. I'm pulling for the family, really pulling for the family. And don't get all wild about this. Don't go picket and boycott and be idiots. You folks have the most volume about this thing, probably have the biggest problems of all. But I'm just telling you this, we're not going to push it right now. And maybe they'll turn this thing around, but it's just, it's crazy. And if you have tickets to go to Florida, have a good time. But you'll probably see it. It's just everywhere. Now that's going over, I'm praying. I got your names listed. I won't name you here. I'm praying for several of you to say, I want to be a bus worker. We have our captains. We don't have any holes right now, but we need some more spark plugs. In the to say I'm in this thing. I'm in this thing. So I want to let you know that your name will be brought up in pastoral meeting tomorrow morning, and you will be contacted. And your first answer should be, Lord, is this what you want me to do? And then say yes. Okay. The next thing, just trying to help you before the offering and make sure the offering goes up here. You know, I say this about every 10 years, but when staff members leave. You leave them alone, and staff members, are you leaving, listening? You leave our members alone. I never reached back. I was in two churches. I never reached back, never had coffee, never had dinner, never went to outings together, nothing. Disloyal. You know, it's an amazing thing. We've had hundreds come and go. You know, nobody ever followed Brother Harold. It's been gone 19 years, but he's about the favorite one when he comes back. Everybody loves Brother Harold. Stop this stuff of fraternizing. May I help you with something else? When someone leaves this church and they're mad and hate your pastor and his wife and this church, always be gracious. But I don't understand why. Okay, if somebody left here hating your son and hating your daughter and hating your husband and hating your wife and hating your family, and I was fraternizing, and wouldn't you think that's a little strange? He that walketh wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools. Just be careful here, folks. Just be careful. And then number next, I'm having a good time tonight. Stay off the internet. I did something this afternoon. I didn't know you could do this. I looked up another church because I was just recently there, and I looked up about direction just to see if they had a picture of that. And my phone could do that. I never knew you could do that. And it pushed, and it had, is it called Yelp? And it gave these reviews, and they were great. So I said, I wonder if we have that. And so and we have it. It's awesome. The first said, don't go to that church. They preach you have to repent to get saved. Amen. No. They said you have to repent in order and to work out your salvation. Where'd that come from? I don't believe in works of salvation. But whoever the clown was, he got to post it. The next one said, don't go to that church. They had their people come by and knocked on our door and they were rude. By the way, the guy that was in the church, who's out of the church, who's been to church after church after church, he left our church. He was rude. We stopped him from going soul winning. He was so rude. That's pretty rough. Folks, come on. I don't know about you, but I love my family. I don't know about you. I love my church. Leave the church alone. It's great. And by the way, if you don't think this church is loved, you can travel with me around the country. They come from everywhere to hear about it. Had a man, Jerry, God bless you, this morning. Man came from Santa Clara about our age, and he came to visit your class. You sat with him. Thank you for doing it. Then he brought him to the started following you on church alone. Is that what he said? Start watching. And by the way, if you don't think of that church is love, you can table with me around the come today. Well, you know, I'm from everywhere. hate North Valley Baptist Church. And Jerry, probably the most loved church in America. Well, orchestra, could you stay? We're going to take your offering, get right into preaching. I need you for the message tonight, if you will. Ushers, come. Now that I ruined the offering. Brother Flood, do you have any announcements you want to give?
No, not after that.
Not after that. I got more on my list, but I'm not brave enough to say it all now. But maybe go buy a house. I can't believe you can get a condominium for $500,000. I've never heard of that. You said, well, we're old. Well, yeah, especially if you're a first home time buyer, they have special ways to get in too. I was driving back for this funeral yesterday from Sacramento, and it said a particular county, we have $400 million to give to, I think it said first home down payment buyers. Well, that's great. And who knows, folks, you just might get a big inheritance. How many have rich? I've never had a rich relative. Anybody have a rich relative? I'm trying to warm you up for the offering, but you're not biting at this thing at all. Brother Flood, would you kind of, maybe we ought to have Brother Everson moment come on and lead us in prayer. You are always, no, you're not. You already had your chance. You always do a great job. Your family doesn't do, when I had Brother Thompson here, Brother Fanera, and Brother Tim, Brother Fanero is always quiet, but those other two guys, Sunday night after church, they would give me all the flubs. Does your family do that? Well, you never do one. All right, here we go. Brother Flood, you come and lead us in for a good prayer and resurrect this thing.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are extremely grateful for our church. And Lord, we're thankful for this place where we get to come and to serve you. And God, now during this offering time, we get to come and give to your work. And God, we understand that you are the owner of everything and that you've given everything to us. And God, we do not deserve anything. We don't, Lord, do anything of our own power except for you allow us to do it. You allow us to work. You allow us to earn money. And God, I pray during this offering, I pray that you please would impress upon the hearts of your people exactly what to give, that we'd be found faithful in our tithes and offerings, that we can see the work of God continue here. And God, we are extremely grateful for our church and how you've blessed us for now nearly 49 years. And God, how you have promised to bless your people if we're faithful to you. And God, I pray for the remainder of this service. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Kids, as we sing 272, page 272, kids, get ready as we sing, oh yes, I'm a child of the King, 272, on the first.
Bibles, John chapter 14. Brother Flood and I were just sort of whispering there one another. He goes, hey, they loved it, Pastor. You know why? Because you love your church. A shepherd is always trying to protect the flock. And you become a shepherd, you watch how careful you are with your people. I love this church. I love you. Great crowd tonight. Next Sunday night, there'll be a 125 voice choir from the college. There'll be a 125 voice choir from the church. And all 250 are going to sing together. It's going to be awesome. And the big orchestra, it'll be our last night for most of our college students next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, a week from Wednesday's graduation. And I hope you could be with us in that great service. You know, graduation's at 6:30 on Wednesday night, May the 8th. And we're not trying to cut corners and make it just abrupt, but it's not a marathon service. I've heard of where they have three-hour services, and we just don't have that. It'll be a wonderful service. You'll rejoice. You'll have a great time. A lot of pastors will be here. Parents will be here. I want them to see the great North Valley Baptist Church. And it'll be a wonderful time. Brother Jackson, I appreciate you. Last night it got on in prayer meeting, and I had Brother Jackson sing, and he did such a good, sang Sandy Sly's song, God Walks the Dark Hills. And then Brother Thiago came and sang The Value of the One. The men, some of you men are laughing and smiling. They standing up, and they were raising their hands and shouting. And Brother Martinez led us in all the types of songs I wanted to sing tonight. We're going to sing together during my message, and I want you to help me. I won't be long tonight. I'll try to get you moving. But I trust that God will use the message of tonight in a very powerful way. Brother Jackson, you come sing for us, please.
In my moments of fear, through every pain and every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone and my heart had no song, even then, He was faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God. I could not pray. Still in love, He proved faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly reaching out for what pleased me, even then, God was faithful to me. He's been faithful.
So much. We'll have the folks come on in. Your Bibles tonight, John chapter 14. I never have done this before, but Megan and I signed for something early this morning. They came by, a guy was at the door doing this to me. I signed for a package for you, so I know where it's at if you haven't found it. I've never said that before, but I guess I'm the new mailman around here. I'm not sure. Fellas, did I turn this thing on? We're ready to go. You guys can go back to sleep. We're ready to go now. Let's read John 14, 1 through 6. Ready? Begin. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You know, the Bible tells us about heaven, and I'm looking forward to speaking about that subject tonight. Here's how it evolved in my heart. We live in such a dark day. Government, schools, university, campus unrest, political unrest, economic unrest, church problems all over, church difficulty, family problems. That's the day. Those are good messages to preach, but I can't preach it tonight. It's wearing me out, this dark day. And I want you to know, and please bear with me here in the entire statement, I've had such dark, dark, dark moments for so long here. Just almost every conversation, you're thinking, what in the world's going on? And yet, we've had some of the greatest, amazing blessings of God. You know, when anything goes forward, there has to be friction. And when there's friction, there's always struggles. And I just believe we're in for the ride of our life for the greatest things. But I just believe also to the church, and I'm speaking about churches worldwide right now, pastors are listening. I think there's going to be a price. And there's going to be ups and downs. But by the grace of God, I'm not planning on bailing out on anything. I'm in this thing. To finish, what comes, what may, comes at this, comes at that. And so I found myself at times, even in prayer, in darkness. For quite some time, I have some radiant and joyous times and singing times and fellowship time with God. And I just feel so. And then begin to pray about something that is, it's dark. And the prayer of darkness that I'm praying about this situation causes me to be more dark. More dark? Darker? Darkerest? Darker. And you know, prayer's wonderful, but sometimes we're bringing our requests and our trials and our heartaches and the needs of people to the throne of grace. And sometimes it's like the preacher that he got right with God here, and he was backslidden, and his wife got saved here years ago, and he went into the ministry and started a great church. And he called me about 3, 4, 5, 6 years later and said, Pastor, when do you start reaching normal people? I said, that's not ever going to happen. Because you're not normal, and I'm not normal. You attract what you are. Life can be dark. And I began to pray recently about it because I said, Lord, so many good things have happened. I mean, last Sunday night was a night I'll never forget with you four men ordained to the gospel ministry. It just, I'll never, that was, and you people, you just We're so excited. And just I've seen pictures of it this week, and it's just so amazing. The schools this year, the college this year, the missions giving this year, the two brand new, did you see those beautiful new shuttle buses that you purchased? They're out running today, and they're all lettered up, so dignified. And our student body, and our faculty, and our staff, and publications. And how can you improve? How can you improve upon pastors' conference and missions conference and giving all that money away, all that missions money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it just, and the crowds, it's not shoehorn in here. Sunday morning, the lower floor, yes, and the first balcony, and then many in the second balcony. And we've never had it to that degree before. Great things happening. Buses are running. Sunday school, almost 9,000 on Easter weekend. It's amazing. And we got 1,500 homes, families, not individuals. We got 1,500 homes. We have the addresses for the cultivation campaign has started. We've been at the door. We don't go in the homes of people. At the door of 446 in the last 4 weeks. 446 homes. And we take them a Bible. And we talk to them. Some have been led to Christ. Some have been coming every Sunday the last the whole month of April since Easter on May 31st, on March 31st. I mean, good things. But so frail your pastor is. I get starting to worry or concerned or bothered. And everything's an uphill battle. Everything's an uphill battle. And the Lord spoke to my heart, dealt with me, not audibly, but, son, you're looking too much right here. Why don't you look up here? I'm preaching about heaven tonight. I'm so excited about heaven. And I won't keep you all night. I want you to sing a little bit about heaven. As I preach along the way here tonight, I want you to turn to page 196. Brother Martinez last night was so great. We just sort of started on 196 last night. Was the song of the night in our prayer book, prayer request last night. I'll meet you in the morning. Brother Martinez, lead us a stanza of that right there. And orchestra, you play along and keep your Bibles open. John chapter 14, if you will.
I will meet you
in the morning
by the bright river's side when all sorrow has drifted.
Page 198, turn the piano up a little bit, please. I am wrong. Thank you. with Jesus in their robes of white array, now waiting for my coming, where the roses never fade. Try page 199. I will meet you in the morning. Sing it just inside the eastern day. Sing it out. Here we go. Two more. How about 158? There's a good song. There's a land that is fairer than day. In the sweet by and by. 158. Right on that first stanza only. Sing it together. The unclouded day. Is it possible? Turn that piano up a little bit more. That'd be great. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Sing it together. Oh, they tell me. Your songbook nearby. Let not your heart be troubled, Jack. God says to me, Jack, son, but I am troubled, God. Sometimes does it ever feel like everything you touch, I wish I wouldn't have touched it. Does it ever feel like you're beating your head up against a wall? I guess you've never felt that way. I think it goes with this office of being a pastor, because we are so weak and frail. And we represent the God who's only true and perfect. And being a representative of Him, you fall so short. There's no way that I'm even a good representative for what He deserves. And if a pastor pastors right, I believe you're troubled in your heart quite often. You say, oh no, you should have peace. Not when you think of who you represent. and how weak and frail we are and how perfect He is. Jesus said to His disciples, and they were preachers and they were troubled, "Boys, let not your heart be troubled." You know what heaven's all about? It's about peace. He's going to tell them about heaven. And so He says, "I want you to have peace now, because you are going to a city where it's just perfect peace. It'll be okay, boys. Don't be troubled. Do not allow this nasty now and now to affect the sweet by and by. There is a land that's fairer than day. And by faith I can see it afar." So live in peace. Not turmoil, not frustration, not where it's dark. We're going to a place. Look what it says in Revelation. Turn there if you will. Keep your hand if you can in John 14. In Revelation chapter, here's how I can have peace. Revelation 21. Oh my, this is good when it gets to 21. They're all good. But 21 says, here's what God says about this place, this peace. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Verse 8, here's the nasty now, the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all the liars shall have their place in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. But I can have great peace here because of where we're going one day. Amen. Look at John 14, 1, please. Peace. Let not your heart be troubled. Look at the person. Ye believe in God. You believe in Him, don't you? I'm talking about the God that created everything. The sun, the moon, the stars. He said, verse 1, you can believe in Me also. Because I am God too. I'm Jesus. I'm God. When this gets so distressing here, we have God. We have a peace. We have a person. We have a place. Look at back there in John chapter 14. In My Father's house are many mansions, dwelling places. And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. This morning, I think the choir sang, "Just build My mansion next door to Jesus and tell the angels I'm a-coming home." I've got a place, a mansion. I don't know what floor it's on. But God tells me in the book of Revelation, it's 1,200 furlongs, wide and high. In all directions, it's 1,200 furlongs, which is 1,500 miles. So it's 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles tall. Some of you like the high rise. You'll live up in the high rise, 1,500 miles high. And there are all these dwelling places. It's a mansion. You say, describe it for me. I can't. But I can tell you this. There's a river. Just think of its beauty. There's a river, according to the book of Revelation, that comes from the throne of God. And in the midst of it is the tree of life. And God says He has lined that street with the trees of life. And each one every month bears a different fruit. 12 months, 12 times. And they're everywhere, these trees. I've been in the study with the children this year about trees. I am so fascinated with trees. And it's not this Wednesday, but next week I'm speaking to the kids about the tree. I've saved it for the last lesson, the tree of life. It's in Genesis chapter 2. And man messes up the tree of life. But in Genesis, Revelation 22, verse 2, He said, you're going to see the tree of life that was perfect and was that flawless. And Adam had it. He had it cursed. But there's a tree of life there. And the river There is a river. Oh, I tell you what, I'm excited about this. And heaven's such a beautiful place. Heaven's sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday I'm going to leave this old nasty, dirty, filthy, God-forsaken, because they rejected God, world behind. For heaven's sounding sweeter all the time. Heaven brings a peace. Heaven is a person. Heaven is a place. But would you look at this? Heaven is a people. In my Father's house, verse 2, how many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you, I go. It's overwhelming when I think of it. To prepare a place for you. I don't even deserve to get in. But not only did I get in, I get a place with God Himself and with the people of God. Catholics believe at death, you could go to a purgatory and your family can pay and pray your way out of it. But that's not Bible. Others believe that, and many religions, their soul sleep. When you die, you're just in the ground. But that's not what the Bible teaches. There's a rich man that died and was buried, and the beggar Lazarus, and he saw him there in Abraham's bosom. Do you know the thief on the cross? Jesus said, today, not purgatory first, not soul sleep, today you'll be with me in paradise. I would have no ability to try to comfort anybody at a funeral if I said your loved one is just there. Oh, the body is, but that's why resurrection morn is going to be such a wonderful day when those graves are open and that body, well, what do they have now? They have a perfect soul which is in heaven, and apparently whatever that is, you can see. I love what we sing. I saw Abraham, that's based on Luke 16. I saw Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Mark, Luke, and Timothy. Amen. You're there, Mark, Luke. But I said, I want to see Jesus. I've been singing all week, I want to see my Savior first of all. Before on any others, I would call. But because we will know one another in heaven. He saw Abraham. Because we'll know one another. I don't know how. I don't know the relationship. But I'll be able to walk up to a man and say, you're my father-in-law. And walk up to your sweet mom, say, Jerry, Geraldine, I never met you. I'm your son-in-law. And I don't know, Brother Manna, if she'll say, Jack. Periodically, the curtain was pulled back and I got to see. You say, where are you based at? Hebrews. Wherefore, we're compassed about, why so great a cloud of witnesses? I don't understand all about what you can see and not see. I don't think you can see sin down here. That would be discouragement in heaven. And there's no sin there. But I do think you can see some good things. I wonder, Sarah, your dad probably saw your wedding. Brother Mike, your sweet wife probably saw your daughter's wedding a few months ago. I wonder, your mom's going to say, now Jack, you and Cindy have 3 kids. I know. And Dwayne has, one's already up here, Jennifer. And Dwayne's got 2 more. And Rich has 2. And Verlin and Benny and Doug, Mark. We got 8 kids, and they'll all have kids. All my grandkids are here. I tell you, I start looking down here, and I see these foolish decisions people are making politically, and I think, how could you be so mean to children? How could you want to do this to kids? Mutilate their bodies. But I start thinking up here, Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. You know, I wonder if we could sing "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder." Page 180 if you need the words. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, when the roll is called, I'm going to be there. Sing it together. And what a day. And we don't believe you just lay there and you're dead. We are confident, Paul says. We are confident. I say, and willing, rather to be from absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. We have that confidence.
Yep.
I'm very cautious to ever say this. I said it a year ago for the first time. I've been in the room with many of your loved ones as they're dying. And I can many times sense. I just sense. I've never seen an angel or anything. Angels are in that presence. There's something, a hush. There's a calm. There's a something. I can't explain it, how it comes over. And I'm sitting in that room. I can think of several rooms in hospital rooms and in houses where I've sat. And I think something's going on here. I've had more families look at me and say, "Do you think that was the last breath?" And I said, "I don't think so." One more time, they'd breathe. And many times I said, "I believe that's the last." I don't know, Brother Brian, but I sense that there's something unseen in there. There is an unseen hand to me. Not only does it lead us here, but it leads me to that promised land. I think that's why many times, though your heart is shattered and it's broken, for sometimes a Christian there, a great calm at moments can come over you. In the midst of the saddest moment of your life. We sing about angels. We talk about angels unaware. You know, heaven's going to be a wonderful thing. But for right now, we see through a glass darkly. But then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. My dad might say, "Son, let me walk you down Golden Avenue. Let me take you to the throne where Jesus is. I've been here a while now, son. I know my way around. You're going to love it here. I don't know what it's going to be all like, but it's not this." We're done tonight. I would like to sing "Face to Face with Christ." I'd like to sing all these songs. But I think we'll close with 147. Stephen was being stoned to death, and the calm that came over him. I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. He's not seated. Sometimes in the Bible, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. But he's standing. He's looking. There's my boy Stephen. Deacon Stephen, a man full of the Holy Ghost. He's a deacon, should be full of the Holy Ghost, and a man given to prayer, and a man who loves me. And I see Stephen, and Jesus was standing waiting for him. Oh, that will be glory for me. One of the great old hymns that was literally brought means to Christ in the late 1800s, 1900s. Sing it. So patient tonight, but you know what? You've been so attentive. Heavens, I wish I could describe it. Miss Traver, a lot of times she'll say, "Talk to me about heaven." And I said, "I don't know what to tell you. I know what it says here. I know there's a person there. I know there's a place there. I know there's a people there, and I know it's peaceful there. There's no night there." The gates of the city are not closed. You don't have to have a security alarm on the gates of heaven. It's a peaceful place. No murder. No anguish. No separation. What a great song. When by the gift of His infinite grace, shout it out, sing it together. Like that last stanza, friends will be there. You know, I've traveled all over this country. We'll sing that, Brother Galvin. For probably, Ms. Traver, 46 years, I guess, I've been traveling all over this country. I wish you knew how loved you are. I wish you knew. Everywhere I go, I've been traveling a lot this spring. I flew out to Long Beach on Thursday night, got there right before a fast dinner with the pastor, then preached and back. We just love the singing church. We love North Valley. And they come from all these other churches. All these other churches are there. You're so loved. You're so respected. And I wish you knew how important you are to the cause of Christ. My sweet friend Tony Hudson called me this week. And he says it all the time. Brother Treiber, please, America needs more family. Please, it's the church. It's the marker, the standard bearer. And I know that sounds proud. I know there's a... But God's raised you up, people. He's raised... I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you.
Amen.
God's raised you up.
Yes.
I looked at our dear friends, Brother Steve Myers there, the Great Pacific Baptist. We have another graduate across town, Brother Eli Reynolds, doing a wonderful job. I drove in. Their buses look like ours. Same kind of vehicles and the same exact paint job, and the letters are the same. It says Pacific Baptist Church. You know, that's a compliment of compliments. The pulpit's similar to this. Their building's a lot nicer, and the fact that it's brand new, and this is 18 years old, but I still love it here. So everywhere I go, I think of a man in that church. He used to take me to the airport. We'd rush to catch the last flight out every Thursday night. I preach here once a year on a Thursday on their midweek service. He's young, a lot younger than me. He's with our Lord. I was at that funeral yesterday, the sweet girl that came to our college 2.5 years. There's missing people because they've already passed on. Everywhere I go, I was preaching in North Carolina, and I was right near Bobby Robertson's, and I had a rental car, drove by, I think you were with me, drove by his marker, and I saw all those markers of all those people I loved. Think of this guy, he was in the choir, and this lady was in the choir, and this man was a bus captain, and this guy was in the Gospel Light trio, and this guy was in the Gospel Light trio, and his wife, they're all gone. I got friends everywhere. And you have friends you don't even know. Friends will be there I've loved long ago. I wish you saw my list since I came here with my wife 48 years ago, preachers. Column after column after column after column that have passed away. They've all passed away. All those great friends of mine. And they're on the other side. Friends will be there I've loved long ago. Go out to all these markers out here, these different cemeteries, your loved ones. They're waiting for us.
Yeah.
Friends will be there I've loved long ago. So I like a river. Sing it together on that last stanza. Much of this dark world, he'll play that same song. You have someone that's lost without Christ. Would you come and pray for that soul? Will you promise God you're going to try to win somebody so they can go to heaven with you. Try this week. Try. Thank God that we're passing Bibles. Just don't leave Bibles. Knock on the door. Someone behind that door needs a word of encouragement that Jesus loves you. Thank God for handing tracts out and putting them on doors. But try to give it to a person and talk to a person. What would happen if we were to release this great, great church as a great army to go rescue the perishing this week and tell them about Jesus, the mighty to save?